program, you are about to hear Bob Slack Confidence, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church of subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor, and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
I need a question answered about something about the Atlanta rock scene there that I thought possibly you might know the answer to. Give me a call and we'll talk about it.
That's easy. That's a cramps.
Let me give you some advice.
Head down, it's stuff off the sidewalk. No, don't it's stuff off the sidewalk. You don't need it, so don't eat it. No, don't it's stuff off the sidewalk.
Thank you.
better leave your mouth at home.
Ooh, I'll bet some of the more perverse seekers out there have already figured what's going on tonight, but I thought for all of our goods, it was about damn time to have an all cramps episode. And ooh, they're already tearing ass out of the gates, aren't they? Oh, we started out with the most exalted potentate of love from Live at the Peppermint Lounge, and then Don't Eat Stuff Off the Sidewalk from the early Cramps album Psychedelic Jungle. But you know, Seekers, as great as tonight's show is, I just can't play the best of the Cramps because, frankly, we just ain't got the time. Oh, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse is supposed to be a mere 60 minutes long, and as it is, tonight's show is a seam-splitting supernova of twangin' psychobilly excess. So get out the big red strap, Seekers, and you better pull them tight, because this is gonna be one wild-ass ride.
Well, you can't dig me, you can't dig nothing. Do you want the real thing or you just... graveyard, hoping for the best. But a home job back of Kmart just might wreck that party dress. Your poodle smokes, he'll probably choke and die in his own main coat. Your rainbow's bringing rain, that's gonna sink your damn boat. Daisies up your butterfly, daisies up your butterfly. Makes me up and wonder why you got daisies up your butterfly. Singing the blues fall back as I can't tell. I took the days in this bubble on hell, I had a deck already to gates of hell. You might leave the world real sweet and fine and sugar candy, but I myself believe in whatever comes in handy. Daisies of your butterfly, daisies of your butterfly.
yeah, garbage man, daisies up your butterfly, and the call of the wig hat. My sister had a wig hat when I was growing up. Oh, and while tonight's show might sound to some like simple mindless entertainment, I assure you that there is almost sinister purpose behind every word and every song they do. Oh, if you but lean into these lyrics and pay attention, seekers. Oh, the fabulous world of America's rich sleaze culture will be bubbling out of every pore. Oh, yes, the cramps kept this world aflame. In the dark days before VCRs, they were there to spread the joy of the lurid, forbidden B-movie underbelly. Yes, I will always revere their efforts because they kept the sleaze alive, and it in return nurtured them. Because they acknowledged that they got this way by standing on the shoulders of giants. Giants such as Goulardi, Herschel Gordon Lewis, and Cleveland's own Mad Daddy.
Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby. I am the man. cars and breaking jocular-tory type he-men men's spines.
This is Tura Sultana, and I'm at WREK Atlanta, 91.1. The point is of no return, and you've reached it.
We'll probably be here all day and all night. We may never ever leave again.
All women are bad. All women are bad. Well, that's what he said. All women are bad.
Dress Seekers. We've gone from Lux's homage to the legendary crazy DJ Mad Daddy to their cover version of the Boss Tweed's theme to Faster Pussycat Kill Kill, with Tura Sitana and a little bit of Tura there to lead us into All Women Are Bad. Clawing their way out of the guts of America's heartland, the Cramps have been staying sick since before Time Out of Mind, stretching the parameters of perverse kicks that have outlasted the ages of disco, folk punk, rap, and generic grunge. And those pathetic posers still haven't caught up with them. Oh yeah, Lux and Ivy are still weirder than the weirdest this new millennium has managed to cough up. Oh yeah, we may be rampaging all over the timeline tonight, but let's nestle for a moment in the hot, sweaty bosom of the Cramps' early years. Yes, beginning with Poison Ivy's deliciously electric, tingly version of Rumble from 1981. Be damn glad that Ivy's the guitarist once you hear this next outtake of Lux in 1976 on guitar. And it sounds like he's got his wang caught in the strings.
Thank you.
in 1977, the Cramps were playing Max's Kansas City in Manhattan. And here's part of their set, which I've kind of rearranged a little and punched up. See if you can guess which future musical superstar is making the dope deal in the background.
Probably wonder how we got this way. Stuff we've been drinking back there, that's how we got this one. You know what that's got in it?
Ape flow!
Anybody know what's got in it?
It's got a beef buffalo!
It's got that in it, but it's got something else in it.
Carbona!
There's something else. Hey, you know, you got it, you guys out there, you got any girlfriends, or your girls got any guy friends out there, and when you're not with them, kind of wonder what they're doing, you know? I wonder if they're messing around or something like that. You know?
Drinking the top of paint cans.
Yeah, give them a little drink of this, and they gotta tell the truth.
And it's got beef buffalo! Hand it off!
Not only, you give them a drink of this, not only will they tell everything they have done, okay, but they're gonna tell you what they intend to do. Uh-oh. This secret ingredient that we've got, and we've got the only patent. So we're going to sing you a little song about right now. You just brought the Brian and Sister Ivy and Sister Miriam. I'm going to play a little tune now all about the secret ingredient.
Excellent.
just finished one week too. Pretty good. We're not selling out.
10 straight between B and C.
I'll never tell who that was. Besides, I think I already forgot. Oh, but nothing makes me forget like a good dose of Papa Ooh Mau Mau.
You better ask my mama how to make a monster. I'm the creature from a black leather lagoon. And I'm a beautiful monster from outer space, too. Learn how to shake my hips. I am the man of the sanctum. Say, can you give me tips? And then I find them. I'm a creature from a black leather lagoon. Fried, firing son of a gun. Come
Cramps of wonder, give me fever, the affair. your chair, but that's all right. I'll sweep you under the rug.
Sods, they're just so much fun. Like Creature from the Black Leather Lagoon. Ooh, and that version of Fever. Oh, Lux, you left me all tingly. Ooh. And then that thrashing TV set. Oh, they can do anything with my eyeballs that they want to. Oh, Seekers, if you'd like to know more about the Cramps, oh, screw your local library. Those elitist snobs won't help you. You're going to have to do as I do, but you'd enjoy it. Oh, yes, go consult your vinyl hymnals for such deathless works as Songs the Lord Taught Us, Bad Music for Bad People, Psychedelic Jungle, Live at the Peppermint Lounge, A Date with Elvis, Stay Sick, Big Beat from Badsville, Flame Job, Fiends of Dope Island. Oh, yes. And now for you wild-eyed Cramps completists, they've just released a 2-CD set called How to Make a Monster, containing those incredibly juicy early outtakes and live sets. Oh, but it looks like I've packed all the Cramps I can cram into this episode of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. Oh, I sure hope they can overlook my clumsy tenure tinkering with some of that early stuff, but oh, I wanted you Seekers to latch onto every word like hungry, sucking remoras. Because for decades, the Cramps have been keeping the subgenius world alive with their message of hot thrills and kinky sex. And oh, I'd love to thank them for it. Oh, thank you for making the last cool stuff that's left in the stinking pink normal life somehow forbidden, somehow enticing. Thanks for making it all taboo. Taboo. Hey, Plus, why is there never any food in this damn
house? Hi, Susie, it's Plus from the
Crown. Oh, I'm starving. It's them. I'm finally going to get acknowledged for all my dedication. Hello?
You hope you're doing good.
Oh, hi, Lux. Yes, this is Susie. Yes, Susie the Floozy. Yes, Reverend Susie the Floozy. Oh, you want evil Susie?
Yeah, we've been wanting so long to get her phone number and find out because everybody keeps talking about her.
A job? $1,000 a week? Per diem, too?
Hey, Floos, you're useless!
She's, rehab. Rehab. Yeah, we don't hold much hope for,
Just good to cross her off the list.
Well, tell Ivy hi. Have a good one.
talk to you. Bye.
Hey, who was that?
Huh? Oh, it was just one of those long, wrong numbers.
Yeah, let me know if a really good call comes in.
We don't have a phone anyway.
Hey, where's the food in this place?
Oh, even shooting myself in the foot feels good anymore.
But for all you freaks out there in WREK land, let's round out the night with one more Cramp song. Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
love you, Lux. Good night, Seekers.